Will they find a home? Sponsored by GEICO. Steve is intrigued by the paranormal.
Otherworldly spirits really make a house a home, you know?
Janice has different taste.
I'd like my house to not be haunted.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Steve and Janice found a renovated Victorian that's only haunted from 9 to 5.
Okay, wife's home. Y'all gotta bounce.
Bye, Steve.
Bundling without compromise at GEICO.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On today's big show, comedian Greg Warren plus comedy origins and cheeses. You'll hear that coming up right after this.
Kevin Pollak is our guest. This is something that interests me. You do, for example, you do a tremendous Johnny Carson. What are all of your guys going to die off pretty soon? I mean, you've got, is that a concern? Because one of the things about our life now, with all these TV channels out there, there's so little commonality.
Yeah,
you know, the classic impressions when we were coming up, you know, it was Edward G. Robinson when we were little kids. We're
right.
Like, who the hell's that?
Yeah.
And now you've got people in their 30s going, Johnny, who?
Well, that's why I had to bring along Christopher Walken.
There you go.
For the kids who love him. I'm a huffer at heart. I don't know if you saw the Fat Boy Slim video, but I kick it old school.
That's great.
Have you interviewed Christopher Walken?
No.
Okay, well, here's your chance. And keep in mind, all of his thoughts are completely unconnected. So go ahead and ask Christopher Walken anything.
All right, what's your new project, Christopher?
Frankenstein never scared me.
So how long have you been working on the film?
Marsupials do.
And when's its release date?
Because they're fast.
They are fast.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's great to be here. I look around the room. I see our engineer, Ace Cosby. Then as I go left to right, I see Chick McGee over there at the sports desk. Josh Arnold in the sidekick chair. Christy Lee behind the glass in the Navy Federal Credit Union
newsroom.
Look at
that guy. That face is born to be on a TV in court. Look at that.
You're not referring to who is next in line. That's Pat Godwin over there.
No, well, of
course not. You never know.
I'm Tom. There's Willie G. And we're joined by comedian Greg Warren. Look at those blue eyes.
That shirt makes your eyes pop.
That
buddy.
Blue. Is that terry cloth?
Are you frozen?
It's not terry cloth.
Yeah, I like your Cookie Monster outfit.
It really gets the dames, huh?
Greg, you look very handsome this morning. And I love the crossword puzzle behind your head.
Very artistic.
Very nice.
Maybe some dental work.
Hey, Josh, I like the Snuffleupagus outfit.
Hey, I could say you didn't know if you wanted to say it until I called you a dork forever.
Is that a bathrobe or is that an actual shirt?
No, it's a sweatshirt. It's a hoodie, is what.
Dude,
they
it looks them. Crazy. Do comfortable.
They have,
what are you, Smurf?
Do they have bathrobes with hoods on them? Am I not the right person?
Yeah, of course they do.
Yeah, the monks do. The monks wear bathrobes with hoods on them. I think.
Really?
Yeah. You don't have one of those?
I've never seen one of those. No.
Greg, may I ask, is that a St. Louis Blues sweatshirt?
No, it's a wrestling sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I haven't heard anything about that.
You never talk about that.
You wrestled?
Yeah, boy. Yeah. I wrestled back in the day, Chick.
Yeah, and my dad was a coach. I also played flute in the band.
Two-time state champion.
Could you let the man speak?
Greg, how many times were you the state champion?
Twice.
Yeah. Very nice. Ooh.
You don't get to talk. As Greg's explained it to me. You don't get to talk about it unless you won it at least twice. One-timers don't get it.
Is that true?
Yeah. They have no voice.
Let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Greg. I know that you were working for a big company when you started in comedy, and you're kind of doing it on the weekends and stuff. And tell me about. Do you mind if I go back and ask you the origin story, the Greg Warren early days in comedy?
Sure, man. I was in Columbia, Missouri in college, and I worked at a bar called Deja Vu, and they had comedy there. And there's this guy, I don't know if Josh met him or not, Freddie DeMarco.
I never did, and I wish
he was like kind of like my comedy coach. He was like hard on me, but he was really looked after me. And when I got out of college, I was gonna do comedy and I chickened out and I took a job at Procter and Gamble.
Nice and safe job.
Yeah, it was a really good job. And I called Fred and I was like, Fred, I took a job at Procter and Gamble. He said, Greg, well, why would you do that? I mean, what are you doing that for, Greg? I go, Freddie, it's a good job. It's a good job if you want to be bored for the rest of your life. Jesus Christ, Greg. Why don't you join the monastery? You have more fun in your life. I mean, you're going to sell soap the rest of your life. I go, Fred, I'm in the food division. I'm selling peanut butter. Oh, peanut butter. Why don't you say so, Greg? I mean, that's a whole different story. You got your crunchy, you got your creamy. I mean, the broads are going to go crazy for you. I'll tell you what. Jesus, Craig, I tell you what. Just put a gun in your mouth and get it over with.
Freddie.
That was Freddie. So
come on.
So 10 years later, I quit P&G. And I had stayed in touch with Fred, and he let me do comedy every now and then up there. I always, you know, did it. At night, I was living in Cincinnati, and I'd listen to you guys back then. So I first heard you guys, and I would, you know, so I called Fred, and I go, Fred, I did it. I quit my job. He goes, Craig, why would you do that? It's a good job, Greg. What are you doing? You had a lot. You had your benefits. You had your stock options. I go, Freddie, I told you to do it 10 years ago. You're not a young guy, Greg. I mean, it's a tough business, next thing you know, you could be depressed. You know, you run out of money. You know, next thing you know, you're going to have a gun in your mouth.
Freddie.
Yes, sir.
Greg, is Freddie still around?
Oh yeah, man. Yeah.
Fred, I know you've had lunch with him and stuff, but
yeah, I'm tight with him, man. I don't want to misresemble it. Like he was very good to me. Like he really looked after me.
Was he the bartender?
No. He owned the comedy club.
Pat, did you know him?
Oh sure, yeah.
Yeah, Pat, you probably knew him. Yeah.
What a character.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right. Pat knew him. Yeah, and he was like, he kind of like, his word was gold in the Midwest. So like when I did make that phone call about Procter & Gamble, but at the end he was like, yeah, I don't know what you're doing with your life, but you know, let me make a couple of calls and try to get you some work. 30 weeks, like the next day.
No kidding.
Wow. Yeah, his word was gold back then, you know?
Yeah.
But he's one of those guys, like he would also, when I was younger, right, he's a good looking guy, but he would always like look in the mirror when like I was in college. He was probably in his 50s and he looked in the mirror. Craig, let me ask you something. When does the aging process begin? He was a character, but he would, Craig, don't get married. Whenever you do it, don't get married, Craig. Don't get married. And now he's like, Craig, when I said don't get married, I mean, don't get married. Jesus Christ, you're 52 years old. What's wrong with you?
Greg Warren is our guest. Am I correct, Greg, in saying that you were going to be at the Comedy Attic this weekend? Is that right?
Yeah. And
seriously?
Yeah.
And then at the Toledo Funny Bone the following week?
Tom. I mean, don't.
I'm sorry.
Don't bring it up with Josh in the room.
Slowly I turn.
So, Greg, you'll probably stop in town and crash on Josh's couch, just like old buddies, like old times, right? Are you gonna?
Come on over, man. I got a sleep number bed. You can have the one side. Set it to whatever you want.
Isn't that nice?
Greg, you're breaking his heart.
You got a video there. Yeah.
Okay. Tom, they're letting me bring a feature act to Toledo Funny Bone. It's been 10 years since they've let me do that.
Yeah, the last time they did, it didn't work out
well. The last time it did not work out well.
Are you bringing Josh?
No. You mean the cooler?
There's your punchline.
They got a picture of him up there with an X through it.
Yeah, they've got my photo up.
Uh-huh. Dang, one bad week.
Yeah, it was a bad week.
Well, but it was...
You could redeem yourself this time.
Was it 6 bad shows, 7 bad shows? How many?
Oh, I got an email recently.
I think it was 5 horrible shows and 1 mediocre show.
That's exactly right. That's exactly what it was.
Your Sunday show, you did good, though, right? The last one on Sunday.
You did good on Sunday.
I did all right, yeah.
We cut him to 6 minutes. Exactly.
And again, Greg's not lying.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Greg Warren will be at the Comedy Attic in Bloomington this coming weekend.
Excellent.
When do you start? Friday, Thursday? What's going on?
We're just doing Friday and Saturday, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. And then the following week, the famous Toledo Funny Bone.
All right.
Okay, yeah. Greg. And I should also point out that Greg has a comedy special that is on Amazon Prime. And it's called Corn Soup.
That's right.
That's where it is.
Field corn grows.
Give me that. Give me that. Give
Thank
me
you,
that
Willie.
Corn soup.
Thank you.
No, but it's not on my list here.
It's called Where the Field Corn Grows, and it's great.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Willie.
I didn't say it wasn't great. I just, it's not on my sheet.
It's
I can't
wonderful.
Remember every project from every person.
You're going to love it.
A lot to do here.
Where the Field Corn Grows.
Yeah.
You'll learn a lot about corn.
Okay.
Okay. No.
Yeah, not a lot about comedy.
Yeah, you spend most of watching Craig's special. You go, huh?
Yeah, I didn't know that about
actually,
porn.
On a serious note, Craig, I know that on this show when we joke about anything we don't know much about, which is virtually everything, we will get letters correcting us. Have you, are any of the statements you make about actual corn, have they been contested by any of people who have watched the special?
No, I mean, I... Because mostly I admit that I don't know anything. And, you know, they get that I'm kind of stupid when it comes to agriculture. So, yeah, I got a lot of great feedback. And, of course, one lady just furious that I would just take shots at agriculture.
Not
didn't
understanding.
Get what I was doing. Just you're an awful person and my husband's a farmer.
Oh, dude, this thing couldn't be more pro-farmer. And it's one of the finest comedy specials I've seen in a very long time.
Thank you. Tom,
nice.
You said, you mentioned learning something. I learned just this past month that prog rock is not music from Czechoslovakia.
Oh, really?
If you were doing a crossword puzzle, that's really going to throw you.
Yeah, I did.
Having those extra letters.
I never thought yes never sounded Czech.
On the Ravzi lonely heart.
Round the bug.
Okay, now we have
and this prog rock is slapping.
God, that's nicely done.
Very good, Chick.
Thank you.
I was just going to ask to bring Greg into today's topic, which, of course, is your top 3 cheeses.
Oh.
Ooh. Greg, off the top of your head, your favorite 3
top
cheeses.
Top 3 cheeses, Greggy.
Well, I'm going to go back to when I ate cheese.
Because he doesn't eat cheese. I was going to say that.
Oh, but I would say I'm a big,
That's right.
I'm going to say I always enjoyed a good cheddar.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Sure. And then I'm going sort of a Jack cheese, a Monterey Jack cheese, mm-hmm. And then
this is like asking an alcoholic what their favorite booze was.
No. It's not like that. It just upsets my stomach. It's,
so does booze.
But I mean, did Josh pick Provel? I mean, I just being from St. Louis, I feel like I have to say Provel because it's,
no.
it's Provel.
Oh, from Emo's.
Yeah, Provel is kind of a St. Louis thing, and it's a mixture of provolone and mozzarella, essentially.
Oh.
And I think something else.
Yeah,
three.
I think it's you're right.
American, I think, is in there.
Huh.
Wait, provolone.
You said provolone and mozzarella.
Americans in there too, I think.
Gotcha. It's,
so why is this lack of cheese? Is this a flatulence issue?
Well, I don't. Yeah, I would say probably part of that. It's just, but yeah, more like it just doesn't.
That's why
feel
your
good,
your previous know? Album, Last Train to Chartville.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, that was the name of it. Well,
that's what it was called.
Greg and I have spent a lot of time on the road together in cars. If I had made that joke, I'm not kidding, he would have pulled over, kicked me out,
yeah,
and left me in the snow for an hour until I learned my lesson.
Yeah. And don't get him, he would have come back.
You walked to Toledo.
It would have been Chartville. Last train to Chartville.
Well, it's the is it a lactose intolerance thing?
Yeah. Leave the man alone.
He's got a special diet. No, he feels. Yeah, but the good thing is,
I had a bunch of stomach problems several years ago, and I threw a lot of experimentation, and finally, this holistic doctor and adjusted my diet, and I feel better. So,
okay. Yeah. Did it make the ear grow back?
Did it make the ear grow back?
Yeah, now, see, that's just a
now
cheap shot.
He's making
shot.
It sound like I don't have
cheap
an ear
shot.
Greg Warren, of course, born without an ear.
Well, you might as well not have one. I mean, it's not worth anything.
Do you eat cauliflower? Or does it...
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah.
Do you think it's kind of somewhat ironic?
My God, you are such a jerk.
You know, Tom, I've never really thought of it. Cannibalistic. Yeah, Tom.
He has ears of corn.
Cauliflower ear from the wrestling.
Wrestling?
Okay. What's the name of that special again? Where the corn is green? What is it?
It's corn soup, I believe.
Corn soup.
The minute you said corn soup, I knew I named it the wrong thing.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Now, we were talking the other day. No, this might have been this morning, in fact, now that I think about it. Josh was correcting himself. He had stated on the air that he thought the movie Fast Times at Ridgemont High was overrated, and we all felt it was not.
What?
And then you said what, Josh?
I said, this was like 4 months ago when I went, you know what, I'm kind of starting to think Fast Times is a little overrated. But I watched it again over the weekend, and I was way wrong. It is nearly perfect.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
We were talking Physical Graffiti, the album.
I laughed and laughed.
And, of course, one of the great characters from that movie is Damone.
Oh, yeah.
And you're famous for your impression. For those that have seen the movie,
I know what I look like. You know, Stacy, this is really great iced tea.
Man, that is dead on.
Do you have any tickets?
I don't have any Blue Oyster Cult. Where were you last week? I ate 34 pair to Van Halen.
It's such a subtle impression.
It's so great. Yeah.
Brilliant.
And Greg, you, the actor, is it Richard Romanus? What is
Robert Romanus.
Okay, thank you.
The Night Stalker.
I just learned his dad was a big-time actor.
It's not the Night Stalker.
What? Yeah.
Yes, you're right. I saw his dad recently in The Secret of My Success with Michael J. Fox.
He was in Everybody Loves Raymond, too.
No, that was Everybody Loves Romanus.
Oh. I thought that was Ray Romanus. Wasn't he the star of Everybody Loves Raymond?
No.
What is...
Swing and a miss.
Robert Romanus in. Is he still working out there?
I don't, man. I don't even know. Oh, Robert Romanus. He hasn't worked in a while. He was did a run on Will and Grace, and yes, he had but yeah, I did meet him, Pat. I met him in a Starbucks in L.A., and he was could not have been nicer, man.
Awesome.
I never bothered celebrities out there. It's just like a thing you don't do, but I couldn't help it. My buddy Claude was like, "That's Damone. You got to talk to him." I go, "Hey, man, I'm a comedian." I go, I'm a big fan. I think I kind of became a comedian because I started doing an impression of you in college. He goes, "So you're a comedian, huh?" I'm going to have to come check you out somewhere.
Oh, so awesome.
Did you do him for him?
No, I couldn't do it, man. Oh.
Good. No, I think that's...
It'd be a lot of pressure.
Probably.
Okay, once again, Greg Warren, he's my iced tea buddy. He's my New York Times crossword puzzle buddy.
When are you going to be on his podcast, Tom?
Oh, should be
crossword puzzle.
Tom, you gotta get on that thing before we kill it.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
You can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.